Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dogs and cats, welcome back to After Hours Entrepreneur. This is Mark Savant. This is the Income Report. This is the time that you hit subscribe and share the episode with a friend. Today, we're getting raw and rugged. We are getting dirty. We are going in on the Income Report. And just like you know, for the past, year or so, I've been reporting income every month. The good, the bad, the ugly. Nobody else is doing this except yours truly here. I'm showing you how you grow an agency from six to seven figures. You're learning right alongside myself and all the other After Hours Entrepreneurs. Now, before I get into the income report, the expenses, the profit, the net operating income, the revenue, all that good stuff, some keynotes, I want to remind you to go to AIUpdate.ai. That's AIUpdate.ai. That is my AI newsletter where I am sharing the best, the must-know tools, tactics, what's happening in the AI world. It is going to change everything. Everything is going to be changed by AI. You need to go to AIUpdate.ai to get signed up. Please do me a favor. We're going to talk about this a little bit today, but once you've signed up, go into your spam folder. You're going to need to go into your spam folder. I'm trying to get out of Gmail jail right now with the newsletter, but go to the spam folder, mark it as not spam, and send me a reply that you've done that. Do that, and I will give you something special. So make sure you give me a reply and let them know where you came from. Let me know where you came from. And that's AIUpdate.ai. I promise I will not let you down, which is a great lead into today's message here, which I want to start by recapping one of the key takeaways from last month, which is deliver more value, become indispensable. Deliver more value, become indispensable. And I know value gets thrown out a lot. You want to know how to deliver more value. Get better at serving clients. Get better at serving your clients. Figure out what is the problem that my client has. Let me fix that problem and make it so that they will never leave me. Because listen, especially if you're growing an agency, consulting practice, whatever, it's always a scary thing. You don't know when you're going to lose a client. But if you're continuously trying to solve their problems, it's going to make it much more difficult and uncomfortable. And frankly, they're not going to want to fire you. They're going to want to refer their friends, their family, their countrymen. So that is the key. And that is what I've been really focused on the past month. I think that is the key theme for April is how do I solve more problems for clients and deliver more value? And quite frankly, when you're first starting a business, it is much more difficult. You don't have the resources. You don't have the experience. You don't have the systems. It for my agency over here, it is getting better every day. I'm getting better at delivering offers, speaking the language. I'm getting a clear vision of the people that I want to serve, business owners making over 250K a year in revenue that want to spread their message. I'm getting better at that. And I'm getting better with team. The team is getting better. I'm weeding out the wrong people, bringing in the right people. We're finding people that are hungry, humble, smart. It is working and it is beautiful. It is beautiful. What else happened this month? So a couple episodes ago, I mentioned that I made the difficult decision to close down my membership community. That was a very difficult decision, but I decided to close that down. You can go listen to more information on that in that previous episode. I've been really focused on growing the agency. Like I said, delivering more value to clients. How do I just keep over-delivering the value to clients? And that's been the main focus, which is why I decided to close down that that program. It just wasn't, I think it wasn't delivering the amount of value that I want to be delivering. I want everybody that experiences Mark to be like, wow, that was special. That was different. I want more of that. That's what I want. And I wasn't able to deliver that because of where my focus is at right now. So now that I'm building out the infrastructure, the team, everything within the organization, well, the other thing that leads me to be, because by the way, I'm not running an podcast agency. This is a marketing agency. It is a marketing agency. The problem I solve is leads, know, like, and trust, closing, branding. I am a marketing agency at heart. And I actually came to that realization just a couple of months ago. I thought I was a podcast agency. It is not a podcast agency. We produce podcasts. We produce YouTube. We produce LinkedIn. We do blogs. We do email. We are the full digital package for business owners. We are a marketing agency. And now that I've gotten more clarity on that, and the team has gotten more clarity on that, well, that's driven me to, I think, what my main focus is right now, which is sales training. So I've been really pouring into one of my guys here on the team, giving him the tools to crush it on LinkedIn, giving him the tools to get after it in our customer relationship management system that we are building out over here at Mark Svant Media. So that is where, that is really my focus right now, is how can I provide more value to my clients and how can I drive more leads to my own business? Because guess what? One of the best ways to grow a business and to even to start a business, if you're not at the six-figure mark now, if you're trying to figure that out, one of the best ways to do that is to solve your own problems. When you solve your own problems, then it just becomes a matter of replicating that for others. And one of the problems I've had with my agency is lead gen. How do I take people from cold to warm to hot to sold more quickly? Because over the past several years, that has not been my focus. And as a result, I've been able to get leads, but they trickle in. How do I turn on the spigot? That's what I want to know. Because if I can turn the spigot on for me, and then I can replicate that for clients, boom, baby, we're going to explode this freaking business. We're going to hit the seven-figure mark. That is the plan. Sorry for exploding your heads there. So that's the plan. So is it working? The short answer is yes. So we're going to look at numbers. We're going to look at some numbers here. So gross profit for the month came in at just under $16,000 for the month. $15,950 to be exact. Now, total expenses came in at $13,440, bringing a net operating income of $2,510. So let's go ahead and take a look at the expenses in the business. And it, mind you, this is important. I did pay myself $4,000 for the month. So that's a $4,000 in payroll for the month. So net operating income, if I wasn't paying myself, net operating income comes into just under $7,000 at about $6,510. So anyway, there are the numbers here. So paid myself $4,000 out of $16,000, had another $2,500 left over. As always, agency life, baby. My number one expense is my team, coming in at just over $6,000 at $6,088 for the month. Again, target is less than 60%. We want to be spending less than 60% on our team. You know, if, as long as you're under, as you're growing your business, shoot for that target of 60% or less in team expenses. Office expenses were at about $1,650. Little high for this month, bought a new dope-ass camera because I'm trying to deliver more value for more clients at a higher level. So you know what? I just had to splurge and get that camera 3. Now I've got a really, really sick AV setup, which I'm very happy with. Online fees and software, $600. And you know, this is kind of interesting. I was talking to someone the other day and we were just kind of talking about how you need to be trying softwares. You need to be testing new softwares. And that is an advantage that you have as an established business with a budget. And, you know, when I was first starting off, every single software, I like a $10 a month software. Ooh, I gotta be careful about this. Now I'm just like $10, $50, $100. I'm going to test it. I'm going to try it. Now that doesn't mean I'm not looking at my expenses every month. You got to look at your expenses and you got to look for places. You got to look for the leaks, basically. Are you spending money on something that you're not using? Do you want to continue to spend that money? Will you use it in the future? These are questions that I'm asking myself. So every month I'm adding new softwares. I'm purging softwares. The software that we're using, let's keep it. Let's pour into it. If we're not using it, get it out of here. We don't want it. We don't want to bleed money. We're going to keep clogging holes because I can tell you almost assuredly there's stuff you're spending money on that ain't helping you. And you should gut that. You should gut that. So those are the key expenses. And again, this month we were higher in the gross profit. Why? New clients. Signing new clients, baby. Welcome to the family, all you new clients. And also old clients returning. Clients that I'd worked with in the past, took a break. They're back in, baby. In fact, I have a meeting with another in about 30 minutes. So pretty freaking dope. That to me is an awesome thing where, you know, people say, hey, Mark, it was great working with you. I'll be back. And they're back. So that feels really good. Feels really good to be there. So anyway, great month. Feeling the excitement, feeling the energy. The ribs are all healed up too, by the way. I had 3 broken ribs, which took my health and my exercise routine off balance. So I'm getting back into that. So that feels really freaking good too. Less ice cream, more burpees, right? All right, cool. So last but not least, we're going to talk about big questions this month. So one of the big questions is, circling right back to the beginning, deliver more value. One of my biggest client, I'm working on creating some sales funnels for him. And frankly, I'm not charging him anything. I'm not charging him anything because what I'm doing is I'm building out his sales system because I build my sales system alongside his sales system, and then we can replicate it. So the goal there is build it out, prove concept, and then, you know, talk, you know, figure it out on the back end. I don't want to charge him because I'm trying to build it. I'm trying to figure out this problem, because if we can figure out a solution to this problem for him, the world is going to open up. We're going to go from having 15K months to 30K months to 50K months. And that's how we're going to get to that seven figure mark. Once we start hitting those 100K months, man, I cannot wait to get there. It's going to be freaking amazing. But at the end of the day, we need to keep solving bigger problems. Also, big question for this month. How can I drive more warm leads through cold email plus sales? I want to get more warm leads into my CRM from cold email and from sales initiatives on LinkedIn. So I'm very excited to continue to build that out. Again, it's all about sales right now, as you can see, because I'm a marketing agency. We want to drive sales. That's what we do. And then the third big question for this month is how to really continue to leverage YouTube and my AI newsletter to drive business, to drive the next level of my evolution. I'm obsessed with AI. I'm practicing it. I'm using it. It's one of the biggest questions I get from people. Mark, how can I use AI in my business? So I'm leaning into that. And I want to share that. So I'm sharing that here on the podcast. You can hear that. I'm sharing that on YouTube at Mark Savant on YouTube. And I'm sharing that in what I think is one of the best things I'm doing, which is the newsletter, AIUpdate.ai. If you're still listening now, do me a huge freaking favor. Do me a huge favor. If you're listening right now, I know what you're thinking. I know you're thinking to yourself, well, somebody else will do it. I don't have time. Do me a favor. I would be forever indebted to you. Go to AIUpdate.ai, sign up for the AI newsletter. You're going to get what you need. It's straight from me and from my newsletter writer. We are bringing you the heat. Go to AIUpdate.ai. Do not miss out on this revolution. I'm going to keep you updated at AIUpdate.ai. As soon as you sign up, go to your spam. It might take, you know, 2 to 3, maybe even 5 minutes. It is going to show up. You're going to get an email from me, from the AI update, in your inbox, in your spam folder. Go to spam, report it is not spam, and send me a message that you did it. You'd be changing my life. And hopefully if I'm changing your life, this small favor back will help change my life. AIUpdate.ai, sign up, report not spam, and then I'll set you on the other side. All right, thank you so much for listening. Go crush it, baby. All right, peace.